This is shot two of the tape, which is an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Finley Morrison, who was an aide-de-camp to General Cuellar during the war. What we'll be doing on this side is going through some photograph albums of Colonel Morrison's and just making some odd comments on them. AMS of Army Headquarters.
AMS of Army Headquarters. You've got the General in the center here, the Brigadier Lifter, the AQ, and Churchman, the Chief of Staff.
I had some talk.
And Jeff Walsh, the engineer, the important man, myself.
Right.
Jack Weir, the PA. Brigadier Jeanette, signals. Brigadier Plow, Johnny Plow, artillery. Colonel Beeman, we used to call him the head because he got his cap on. All you could see was his cap. He was Operations Army Headquarters. Bingham was armored, chief armored.
Mm-hmm.
Wed.
What was that last name?
Wed, I think that's his name. Brigadier Wed was service, I think, Service Corps and Ordnance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lauren Borthwick was the other aide at that time. And that was the mess dinner in June of 45.
Oh, yeah.
This, I don't know whether Brigadier Jaffe used First World War. He's a very good friend of the general. Was signaled, I think he's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best of my knowledge, the others are all, well, I don't know about Brigadier Wayne, but I think Johnny Pyle is still alive. Bingham is still alive. Johnny Powell, I think, is still alive. Jeff is still alive, as far as I know. Churchman, of course, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to Jim Lifter.
Yeah. What should we say? A couple of him there at a church parade. Was he a religious man, or was it just sort of a
no, I wouldn't call him a religious man, at least the way I would term religion. He was an Anglican, was his religious background, but these are some of the people. Now, there's General Spry, rather.
Oh, yeah.
He took over from Kitchen.
Yeah.
Dan Fry, Spry.
Yeah.
And, he bought him this plane.
Oh, yeah. And dressed, my God, like a soldier for a change.
That's right.
Yeah. There's another one, luncheon gathering at Army Headquarters, in Holland. Who's that? Chief of the Imperial General Staff?
Yeah.
Alan Brooke?
Alan Brooke,
yeah.
And Churchill. I was in the hospital then. I didn't really see the other members of the AMS. That were, some of them were there, and there's Jeanette, the signal, Johnny Plow, the artillery.
And Jeanette with his surge, by God, and Sam Brown.
And there's Marty sitting over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Variety of pictures that I just no reading rhyme or reason. I've seen anything in here that might be of interest to you. I don't think there is.
Was there any time, incidentally, when old Army Headquarters ever got close to action? For example, you know, with the 5th Armored Division Headquarters, that bloody well got attacked.
No, I don't. I just, there was a time I just about lost the general in an overhead threat.
Oh?
Yeah. I could just see the headline. ADC loses Canadian Army Commander. That's when we had nothing better to do than run around.
Yeah.
And he was this kind of fellow. He was a fellow, this kind of a man. He'd say, well, where we go today, Morrison? And you haven't seen so-and-so.
Yeah.
We'll go down and visit 3rd, whatever brigade would be.
Yeah.
And phone up the brigade headquarters and suggest we're coming. We'd like to go down and see some. So I mapped the whole thing out, and I'm sitting, you know, had my route all picked out.
Yeah.
And I missed the turn.
Oh, boy.
He looked at the map all the time before that.
Yeah.
I missed the turn, but I could see on the map, just down another couple hundred yards. And I knew we were getting close to the headquarters. There was another turn. But it's interesting. He stopped and he turned to me and he said, "Sonny, shouldn't we turn there?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And then I got a little lecture. Said, "Don't be afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Just admit it."
Mm.
But he says, "You're in country now, and there's war on it. All kinds of trails
look like good
roads because they got tanks and trucks and and sure enough, another few hundred yards down the way, we'd have been out in no man's land.
Oh, great!
We were that close.
Boy! Isn't that Kitchen? I think it is.
Yes, it is. That's George Kitchen. Yeah.
Kitchen with
Crear and Simmons and Eisenhower.
Yeah. I wonder if George knows about that one. That's May 1944 in England. Because George has a number of pictures, but I've not seen that one.
Well, you may not have that.
Yeah.
You may not have that. There's Mackenzie, Ian Mackenzie, when he was Minister of Defense, visiting us. He was from Vancouver.
Yeah. Oh, he was DVA, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he ultimately was. I think he was DVA at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was the Vimy, there is his plane.
Yeah. Again, one finds reference to it time and time again. You know, why wasn't a Canadian group supporting the Canadian Army rather than a British group, et cetera, et cetera?
I have often wondered that. I wish now I'd asked the general that question, but I never did.
Yeah. Isn't it surprising, really?
They pranged up that day and just sort of grabbed.
Holy crikey. Good God. Anybody hurt? Oh, Corps and Divisional Commander.
Yeah. At that point, that was April of 84, he had Charles Fuchs' first corps and Simmons' second corps.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoffmeister, I guess, was fifth.
And
Foster, I guess, was fourth.
I can't follow them all. I know they're all in the back of Stacy's book.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one signed by Monty. Yeah. Look, right.
I have to sign that for me. This is the Viper's Den, as we call it.
No, you
can't see much in the inside, but you can see.
Churchill very much taking it easy, I see.
Yeah. With a cigar and having a short snort sort of thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't a party to that, but I still have some of the pictures for it. Now we're back home.
Oh, is that right? Where are we here? In this picture. March Pass.
Coming into Halifax.
Truro, for God's sake.
6th of August, you see, 45.
Mm.
En route to Ottawa. Now, here's Ivan Morse. He was on contact. There was his Canadian pilot that operated his Anson, the bigger pack. I think it would carry 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah.
It's a twin engine.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan's in Victoria, and there's a couple of navigators. There were four of them, actually. They'd all done their tour of ops and got posted to the Army headquarters to sort of...
Yeah.
And this is just arriving in Halifax.
Yeah. Well, did you were still with him?
Oh, yeah. So following him till he retired. Wait till he left the Army.
Is that right?
I stayed until June of April of 46.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I've been for 2 years almost. Yeah.
Good luck.
There we are back in Ottawa. Those are just.
Oh, here's Mackenzie and all that. Yeah, William Lyon himself.
The steps of the Chateau Laurier.
Yeah. But I must say, he apparently got a far better reception than did poor old Sir Arthur Currie when he got back.
Oh, yeah, he had a good reception. I mean, we toured, the whole of Canada. That was a tremendous trip. But,
Yeah.
We had private rail cars. Jack Weir and myself and Tommy McDonald, I guess, just to get back at all.
How would you say his reception was when he got back?
Very good, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
On as we traveled across the country, he got very good reception, got very good press, say, all the way along.
Yeah.
And we came across the southern route and went back the northern route.
Oh, I see.
From here to Edmonton, to Saskatoon, and back into Winnipeg. And we left on January the 6th, I think it was, in 1946, and got back to Ottawa on February the 12th or something like that.
Yeah.
These are just various pictures of the took as we went along. There's UBC. There's my that Freddie Clift, I think. Yeah.
Oh, the your former commander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stayed in. So he
yeah.
Never got beyond a brigadier after the war.
Well, as I remember, he had a good reputation during the war.
Oh yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Very good. Until he got wounded, he was Larry McKenzie. This is in the old.
The old armory?
No, that other, what they call it, anyway. You know where it is, it's in the old administration building. They're dressing the student body there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, these are then just bits and excerpts.
Yeah. But
that's one that I prized. I didn't know anything about it.
What's that? Oh, what did he commend you for? Or
well,
was it just
he just wrote my mother and father without my knowing a thing about her.
Is that right?
And that's what that is.
Oh, how very nice.
And mother clipped it out, of course. Of it.
Yeah.
She got it to the local paper. And
well, I'll be damned. What's this statistical picture? Oh, yeah. I'll be damned. I wonder what date that is. How many prisoners did we, let's see,
6,435,
yeah. Died while prisoner, where are we?
Well,
505. Yeah, I should get a note of that.
Well, you're welcome to anything you